name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't hurt for us to remind ourselves why Jesus died for us. Now, if you ask most people, why did Jesus die for you? They will say he died to atone for our sins, and that is correct. But it's only part of the answer, because then you need to ask, what does atoning for our sins do for us? And really, what did our sins do to us? Well, let's look back to the beginning. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, they broke the relationship of friendship, which had been given to them at the very beginning by God, so that they walked in his grace. And when Adam and Eve sinned, not only did they fall from grace, but ripples went out into all of creation, so that all of creation did not become corrupt, but was skewed. And it was separated from God, because ultimately, that's what a sin does, is it separates us from God. Now, if it's a venial sin, it just strains our relationship with God. If it is a mortal sin, it breaks that relationship. And so, our sins needed to be atoned for if that relationship with God was to be restored. And that is precisely why Jesus died upon the cross, and why St. Paul talks about that ministry of reconciliation. That, by the way, is the reason why I don't like to call the sacrament of confession the sacrament of reconciliation, because it's only reconciliation if you're in a state of mortal sin. Otherwise, it's the sacrament of penance. So you could say the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, or you could just call it confession, and everyone would know what you're talking about. You know, there's a tendency to try to rename things, and I think it's like in the Air Force, I was convinced that there were people who got to be generals just because they came up with new acronyms within the military, and I think that's true. But let's just keep the terminology the same so people know what we're talking about. In any case, Jesus died for us to reconcile us with God. And he's the only person who could do that, because only someone who is a human being like us, who has a human nature, because human nature, someone with a human nature is who messed it up, but someone who is also God, who has the power to atone for those sins, could suffer and die for us. So that in Christ, we all paid the price of the sin. In Christ, we all died. Now, that's why we don't have to fear death, because we've already died in a very real sense. Because if we die in Christ, who's already done the hard work for us, then we don't need to fear death. And we know that we will be raised up in Christ. And God in Christ did not just restore things to the point that they were in the beginning, when it was good. You know, God's like that. He doesn't just give us a gift, he gives us a gift. He exalted creation in Christ. He lifted our frail human nature above that of the angels, so that we will judge nations and rule over peoples, as the scripture says. And he will bring about, when all things are completed at the end of time, a new heaven and a new earth that is even more wonderful than the creation was in the beginning, when God looked upon all things and said that they were good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.